Track 23. Daryl.
Well, to be honest, I've never had a job. I left school at 16 because sitting at a desk just wasn't my kind of thing. I couldn't wait to get out there and start work. Only problem was, I didn't have any qualifications and there weren't any jobs. Can't believe how stupid I was, really. I just messed around for a couple of years. But the one thing that did interest me was cars. I used to hang around down at the local garage, and the owner showed me some basic mechanics. I got the hang of it right away, but he couldn't give me a job because I didn't take math and English in school. It was the same everywhere I went. No qualifications, no job. Then I got a personal advisor with this new NEAT program. This guy, Martin, helped me take things one step at a time. Before starting back into education, we looked at why it went wrong in the first place. I started to take some responsibility for myself and get the help I needed. So here I am, 2 years later, with the qualifications I never got at school and an apprenticeship in a car factory. I've never wanted anything so much in my life. There were only 12 places and hundreds of young guys and girls applied. It's been tough, but I know how lucky I am to get a second chance. It's going to be great. I'll be learning in a really practical way to get a good understanding of the industry. I am not going to mess it up this time. Then what I'd really like to do is continue my training. I'd really like to open my own garage someday and focus on foreign-made cars.
Kara.
No one ever thinks of Canada as an unemployment black spot, but things are pretty tough here right now. I've been out of school for almost 2 years, and I've lost count of the number of applications I've filled out. Half the time, you don't even get a reply. And I stopped looking for things in my subject area, journalism and economics, a long time ago. Sure, I've had part-time jobs, waitressing, hotel reception work, the usual thing, but it's such a waste of my skills. Sometimes I just feel like I'm going around in circles. I don't have the relevant experience, so I can't get a job. But without getting my foot in the door, how do I get the experience I need? The closest I got to my dream was an internship for a local newspaper. I was happy to take the tiny salary they offered and was all set to start when, can you believe it, they found someone who was willing to work for nothing. So all those exams and 4 years at college to be an unpaid slave. I found that so offensive. Then I started to think a little more creatively about how I could spend the next year. If Canada couldn't offer me anything, where was a place that could? I looked into volunteering programs outside Canada. I figured I might as well be out there taking a risk and doing something worthwhile. So, I'm going to Malawi next month to work on a literacy program, mainly with children. It'll be hard being a long way from home and in a strange place, but I'm going to try and do some reporting on the situation there. Who knows? It might just prove to a newspaper editor that I'm the journalist for the job.
Lucas.
When I told my friends that I was going to leave Athens to take classes about farming, they couldn't quite believe it. You see, I'd spent a lot of time and my parents' money getting a business degree and trying to improve my English. Anyway, after leaving school, I didn't have a real full-time job, just part-time stuff, and so I got close to nothing in unemployment benefits. And after a year, the benefits stopped, so that was when I knew I had to make a decision. I thought about a master's degree, but unemployment has doubled among postgraduates in Greece, so what would be the point of more academic qualifications? The other option was to go abroad, but half of Europe is in the same situation, and I don't want to leave my family because of the financial crisis. So it's going to be farming for me. You could say that it's in the blood, because my grandfather was a farmer. And I'll be taking on a farm on land that the family still owns. But first, I'm taking classes at the American Farm School in Thessaloniki. This is a growing trend, apparently. Applications are up by more than 100%. In the long term, I want to produce the best that Greece has to offer. Excellent lamb, cheese, and honey. And maybe look into ecotourism with farm stays, things like that. You see, I'll need my business degree to make it all work. It feels strange to say I'm going to be a farmer. And my mother is kind of disappointed. She put up with a lot to make sure I had a good education. But I'm trying to see it as an opportunity. And I want to make it a success so that I can pay my parents back for their support.